We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Got a text this morning from Wendy Bell. We're friends. We text. And she's as heartbroken as I am about what just happened about 20 minutes ago. Kevin had called me. Oh, man. What's today? Wednesday? Yeah. We talked over the weekend, I think, I forget, about him closing the Carlton downtown. He just announced it. I think he had a news conference. And he loves Wendy Bell. And we had dinners there with the bishop and others. And it's a very special place. 37 years. And the restaurant guys work harder than anyone on earth. I think it's the hardest business in the world. I just do. They're also very tight-knit. And we're going to talk to Kevin. But it's kind of indicative and a marker for the napalm that's been dropped on that business, man. Those men and women have been through hell. And I can't stand the folks making derogatory comments about the restaurant business, this and that. Go away, man. Go away. I worked at least a dozen restaurants and loved it. The buzz, the energy, the action, the tips, the camaraderie, all of it. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it sucks sometimes, but every job does. And the men and women that stay with it, they're amazing. One of my wife's favorite people, and if Christine loves someone, they are good people, is Bill Fuller with the big burrito group. And they have some of the finest restaurants in town. And Bill's been kind enough to join me this morning. Bill, how are you?
Good morning, Marty. Pretty good. Looks like a beautiful day here in Pittsburgh. How are you?
Good, man. You know that hearing that Kevin's closing down the Carlton, it's kind of the message that's happened in your business. It's been beaten up, has it not, sir?
Yeah, a friend called me this morning and told me that news, and I'm not entirely surprised.
That's right.
I mean, it's coming back out of this, trying to get back out of this is a really hard work, and it's hard to put it all back together right now. And, I feel for him. He had a great run of it. And I hope he enjoys his retirement,
Bill Fuller
does even retire.
That's right. Bill Fuller, one of the best there is with the Big Burrito Group. They make great food, every single location. Okay, so Bill, you're kind of in the place where most of the really good restaurants are. You can't find people. And you're doing this Meet Big, Eat Big promotion, which I love. Tell me about this, Bill.
So, one of the problems that the restaurant business is having is, the whole country, we had to trim drastically our staffs in the beginning of the pandemic because we got closed. And as we were able to reopen and get funding from the government with the PPP to help be open and provide jobs, a lot of the people who we had to furlough, they took that time and they said, what am I going to do with my life? And so there's three things now affecting hiring. There's the fact that a lot of these people, maybe they had a degree in accounting, but started working in restaurants while they were in college and never pursued it. And maybe they said, I'm going to go get an accounting job. And then there are people who are still concerned about going back to work and whether or not it's safe. And that's totally valid. And then, there are people, and then both of those has been supported by the stimulus packages, which, our government did a great thing on helping to keep money in people's pockets during all this. And, there's a lot of talk about, well, the stimulus is making people lazy. And I don't agree with that. It's taking time, but it's
right.
Taking time to get people back to work. And so what we're doing is we're trying different ways to reach out and find people who are out there who maybe are becoming comfortable with you know, going back to work or saying, hey, you know, I see that the mask mandate is gone and they're lifting more restrictions. Maybe I'll go back to work. And so what we're doing is we're having a job fair at all of our restaurants at the same time.
Right.
And we're inviting people in. And if you come in, if you interview, and if you fill an application interview and sign up for our email list, we'll buy you dinner at whatever restaurant it is you applied it to.
So hold on, man. So if I come to 11, which is one of the coolest restaurants in the country, and I interview, I get a dinner.
Yeah, you got to take the time. You got to apply. You got to interview.
Nice.
And then, we'll buy you dinner. And we figure, you know, you'll come in and you'll meet some applicants will come in and meet some people.
Nice.
And maybe then they'll come back, you know, another night for dinner on us. And they'll see that we're the place to be.
This is Chef Bill Fuller. Let me just name some of the cool spots. Casbah, love it. 11, love it. Kaya, love it. Soba, love it. Mad Mex, love it. Some of the best spots I've ever eaten at. And Bill gets it right. So this tells me, how many folks do you need, man? I'm reading over 100.
Yeah, that's a conservative.
Whoa.
That's a conservative number, but I could hire at least 100 people company-wide right now.
Wow.
And so here's the situation too, you know, and we're hoping a lot of people come in, you know, May 26th and 27th, 10 to 4, and we meet them and hire them because, you know, even though we're at 75% capacity by the state with social distancing and we're going to move, you know, Memorial Day, the state lifts the rest of the restrictions and, you know, restaurants and gyms will be able to go to 100% and other businesses. Not a restaurant I know of will be able to go to 100% capacity because customers don't want to come in because we're turning people away everywhere every day, but because there's not people, you know, not a staff to do it. And the people that are working, they're getting the hours they want. They're getting great wages. Tipping is great right now.
It is.
People are really generous.
It is.
It's still a fun, exciting business. I mean, we love what we do.
Right.
I love what we do.
That's right.
I love food. I love taking care of people. I love the teamwork and the camaraderie. I mean, some of the things you were saying, I mean, this, you know, the food service, sometimes it's rough, you know, and it's been really rough. And, you know, I was talking to my pastry chef, Julie, at 11 this morning, and we were talking about staffing.
That's right.
And she said, you know, maybe people are still scared that they're going to get laid off again because, you know, people got laid off in March and then they got brought back and laid off in July and then brought back and shuttered again in December. And that's a lot of trauma for people with their jobs being shut down and turned on and shut down and turned on. And so it's going to take also some time for people to get over that fear. But I'm really confident that that's not going to happen anymore.
Hey, Bill, how do they get to this? How do they get this info? Because I love this idea. It's fantastic.
BigBurrito.com on our website. It's all over our social media. We have a job site, bbrg.site/jobs. But you can just Google Big Burrito Jobs, and it'll take you to our job site. You can see all the postings. And we're hiring just about everything, just about everywhere, you know. And check it out. Again, you know, May 26th, 27th, 10 to 4 at any Big Burrito restaurant. Come in, apply, interview, and you get dinner for two.
Bill Fuller, you're the best. I love the idea. Let's talk about it again the day of, all right, man?
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
Marty, have a great day.
Go get them. It's a great idea.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.